Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. The Alaska State Hospital and Nursing Home Association has sued the State Department of Health and Social Services. KTOO and Alaska Public Media report that the association is seeking to block emergency rule changes that cut the rates that Medicaid pays many hospitals and doctors. The association's president, Becky Holtberg, says people should have been given a chance to weigh in on the changes.
At a time when the state is making pretty significant decisions that could impact people's lives or livelihoods or health care, we think it is important to ensure an opportunity for public input before decisions are made.
The state published the emergency rule changes, cutting provider rates by 5% and blocking an annual inflation increase on June 28th, the same day Governor Mike Dunleavy issued 182 line item vetoes to the state budget, including one reducing Medicaid spending. The changes went into effect 3 days later, the first day of the new state budget, too fast, according to Holtberg.
They issued a regulation on a Friday to take effect on a Monday. When you are looking essentially at providers who have payroll to meet, businesses to run, and patients to see, taking a pay cut over the weekend, we don't think that's reasonable. In this case, there was ample opportunity for the department to go through the normal regulatory process had they chosen to do it.
The association filed the lawsuit on July 11th. It's asking the Anchorage Superior Court to expedite its review of the case and to put the rule changes on hold. A State Department of Health and Social Services spokesman said the department doesn't comment on ongoing litigation. Two tourists were murdered along the Alaska Highway. The CBC reports that the bodies of China Deese of Charlotte, North Carolina, and Lucas Fowler of New South Wales, Australia, were found near a minivan along the Alcan, south of Liard Hot Springs in northern British Columbia Monday. Royal Canadian Mounted Police said the young couple, who were world travelers and in the midst of a road trip, were killed sometime between July 14th and 15th. The RCMP are seeking the public's help, including any dashcam video of the highway in the area and time frame of the murders. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McRorty.